American seated jests of George Peel, gentleman, sometimes a student in Oxford. Wherein is showed the course of his life, how he lived, a man very well known in the city of London, and elsewhere. A jest of George riding to Oxford. There was some half dozen of citizens that had oftentimes been solicitous to George, he being a Master of Art at the University of Oxford, that he would ride with them to the commencement, it being at midsummer. George, willing to pleasure the gentlemen his friends, rode along with them. When they had rode the better part of the way, they baited at a village called Stoken, 5 miles from Wickham. Good cheer was bespoken for dinner, and frolic was the company. All but George, who could not be in that pleasant vein that ordinarily did possess him, by reason he was without money. But he had not fetched 40 turns about the chamber before his noddle had entertained a conceit how to money himself with credit, and yet glean it from some one of the company. There was among them one excellent ass, a fellow that did nothing but frisk up and down the chamber, that his money might be heard chide in his pocket. This fellow had George observed, and secretly conveyed his gilt rapier and dagger into another chamber, and there closely hid it. That done, he called up the tapster, and upon his cloak borrows 5 shillings for an hour or so till his man came, as he could fashion it well enough. So much money he had, and then, who more merry than George? Meat was brought up. They set themselves to dinner, all full of mirth, especially my little fool, who drank not of the conclusion of their feast. Dinner ended, much prattle passed. Every man begins to buckle to his furniture, among whom this Hitchcock missed his rapier, at which all the company were in amaze. He besides his wits, for he had borrowed it of a special friend of his, and swore he had rather spend 20 nobles. "This is strange," quoth George. "It should be gone in this fashion, none being here but ourselves and the fellows of the house." Who were examined, but no rapier could be heard of. All the company much grieved, but George, in a pitiful chafe, swore it should cost him 40 shillings, but he would know what was become of it, if art could do it. And with that he caused the ostler to saddle his nag, for George would ride to a scholar, a friend of his, that had skill in such matters.
"Oh, good Master Peel," quoth the fellow, "want no money. Here is 40 shillings. See what you can do, and if you please, I'll ride along with you."
"Not so," quoth George, taking his 40 shillings.
"I'll ride alone, and you be as merry as you can till my return."
So George left them, and rode directly to Oxford. There he acquaints a friend of his with all the circumstance, who presently took horse and rode along with him to laugh at the jest. When they came back, George tells them he had brought one of the rarest men in England, whom they with much compliment bid welcome. He, after a distracted countenance and strange words, takes this Bullfinch by the wrist and carries him into the privy, and there willed him to put in his head. But while he had written his name and told 40, which he willingly did. That done, the scholar asked him what he saw.
"By my faith, sir, I smelt a villainous scent, but I saw nothing."
"Then I have," quoth he, and with that directed him where his rapier was, saying, "It is just northeast, enclosed in wood, near the earth." For which they all made diligent search, till George, who had hid it under a settle, found it, to the comfort of the fellow, the joy of the company, and the eternal credit of his friend, who was entertained with wine and sugar. And George redeemed his cloak, rode merrily to Oxford, having coin in his pocket, where this loach spares not for any expense, for the good fortune he had in the happy finding of his rapier. Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel was narrated by Sarah Blake, with music by Tom Cowell. It was produced by Sounds Curious for Beyond Shakespeare.